This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. India and Cyprus have unequivocally condemned terrorism and extremism in all its forms and manifestations and reaffirmed their shared commitment to countering hybrid threats that undermine peace and stability. The two countries also urged all states to respect the sovereignty of other nations and call for the disruption of terrorism financing networks, the elimination of safe havens, dismantling of terrorist infrastructure, and bringing perpetrators of terrorism to justice swiftly. In a joint declaration issued after a delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulidis in Nicosia, the two nations emphasized the need for a comprehensive, coordinated, and sustained approach to combat terrorism across borders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 summit at Kananaskis, Canada this evening. This would be his sixth consecutive participation in the G7 summit. During the two-day visit to Canada at the invitation of Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will also hold several bilateral meetings at the sidelines of the summit. He will exchange views with leaders of G7 countries, other invited outreach countries, and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues. The Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting, IRIB, Iran's national broadcaster, came under direct attack in what Israeli military officials described as retaliation for strikes on Israeli infrastructure. The attack on IRIB represents a significant escalation in the targeting of civilian infrastructure by both sides. We have more from our correspondent.
Iranian missiles struck Israel's Tel Aviv and the port city of Haifa on Monday, destroying homes and killing civilians as the conflict between the two nations entered its fourth consecutive day. Israel responded by striking buildings belonging to Iranian state-owned media companies in Tehran, including the IRIB television facility, during a live broadcast. The escalating confrontation has prompted urgent diplomatic efforts from the Gulf states and raised concerns among world leaders meeting at the G7 summit about the potential for a broader regional conflict. Tehran has reached out to Qatar, Saudi Arabia and Oman, asking these Gulf intermediaries to press United States President Donald Trump to use his influence on Israel to agree to an immediate ceasefire in exchange for an Iranian flexibility in nuclear negotiations. Gulf leaders and their top diplomats are working intensively, maintaining contact and constant communication with Tehran, Washington and other capitals in an effort to prevent the widening of what has become the most serious direct confrontation between the long-standing enemies in the West Asia. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
The Financial Action Task Force, FATF, has condemned the Pahalgam terror attack, saying the attack could not have occurred without financial backing. The global watchdog said in a statement that the Pahalgam attack and other recent attacks could not have happened without money and means to move funds between terrorist supporters. The FATF reaffirmed its support to over 200 jurisdictions within its global network to build and enhance the counter-financing of terrorism measures. It will soon release a comprehensive analysis of terrorist financing, compiling cases provided by the global network. Government has decided to open 2,000 driving training schools in various parts of the country. Speaking at an event in New Delhi, Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari said that these training schools will be opened in backward and tribal areas of the country, which will generate employment opportunities for youth. IMD has forecast heavy to extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra and Kutch today. It further predicted thunder squalls and gusty winds in places over Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan. Parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, Gangetic West Bengal, Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha and northeastern states are also expected to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. The Met Department further added that Delhi NCR is likely to experience light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds till the 20th of this month. The Board of Control for Cricket in India has announced replacements in Indian under-19 squad for the upcoming tour of England. The Junior Cricket Committee has named D.D. Paige as replacement for Aditya Rana, while Naman will replace Khilan Patel. Both the Paige and Naman were part of the standby players list for the tour. And that is the end of this news bulletin.